While wars rage on in Iraq and Syria, pitting the Islamic State against the West and moderate Arab nations, a non-political path for Islam is growing in the face of violence inspired by ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other jihadists. Dawah and Tabligh, a non-violent movement that began in British colonial India, now has over 50 million followers, mostly in the volatile Middle East. According to the Christian Science Monitor, the movement successfully gains new followers by proselytizing door-to-door in over 200 countries, including the U.S. In Egypt, Dawah has gained millions of followers after the downfall of the Muslim Brotherhood and the jailing of its former president and Brotherhood leader, Mohamed Morsi. While other Islamist groups are now banned in Egypt, Dawah has prospered by staying out of politics. Still, some observers question the nonviolent nature of Dawah. Richard Reed, the so-called shoe bomber, belonged to Dawah in Britain before he attempted to detonate explosives hidden in his shoe while on a 2001 flight headed toward the United States. The Economist magazine reports that Ethiopia is undergoing a demographic transition as population growth stabilizes in urban areas and contraception is used more widely in rural agricultural communities. Over the last generation, Ethiopia's fertility rate has fallen dramatically, and the population in the East African nation is expected to peak at the end of the 21st century. Unlike South Asia and Latin America, however, population growth in sub-Saharan Africa is still higher than projected by demographers at the UN. Global population is expected to peak at 11.2 billion people by 2100, with Africa projected to be home to 4.4 billion people, who will face the threats of disease, war, and famine. By the end of the century, half of the most populous nations will be on the African continent: Nigeria, Congo, Tanzania, Ethiopia, and Niger. The positive population trends in Ethiopia were a result of the government's decision to fund a network of 38,000 health extension workers, one for every 2,500 people. The health workers go door-to-door in villages and provide advice on immunizations, hygiene, and family planning. But to be effective, contraception must be accessible and cheap. 3 years ago, Western donors pledged $2.6 billion to promote contraception. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is now spending $140 million annually on family planning, where 24 million women now have access to affordable contraceptives. Activists led by the African Black Coalition, or ABC, have convinced the University of California system to divest $25 million from its endowment's investment in private prison firms like Corrections Corporation of America, or CCA. The University of California now becomes the second university after Columbia to divest funds from private prison companies. Activists are pledging to keep up the pressure on the University of California until it withdraws its holdings from Wells Fargo Bank, which has issued a $900 million line of credit to CCA. Yoel Hailey, political director of the ABC, who represents black student unions across the UC system, declared, "This victory is historic and momentous. Divesting $25 million is a good step towards shutting down private prisons by starving them of capital." Coalition organizer Camila Moore stated, "We will continue to call for the complete divestment, including transparency and reinvestment in education and businesses owned or controlled by the formerly incarcerated." This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Leslie Rudden.